Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says better body, Vannetti or Diener?
Diener.
Agreed.
And James Strebel.
I've seen Diener without his shirt on. On Facebook and stuff, where he's like at the beach.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You always love when we go with bangers, bangers.
It just makes me laugh.
It does make you laugh.
I don't know why.
4 o'clock hour presented by RGB Home Theaters, rgbhometheaters.com. Red, green, blue, rgbhometheaters.com. Check out their most recent work. Hit up that contact us. Get that free estimate today, whether it's a new TV, hanging a TV, if it's a full, entertainment system. They feature that Dolby Atmos, and they will take care of all the little things to make it look perfect. You can hide all the wiring and everything else. By the way, right now, Jack, Texas A&M and Murray State, who do you got? Basketball, obviously.
Texas A&M, because Murray State should be in an interesting spot with Mac McMahon leaving for LSU.
There you go.
They are 1-1, Jack. So just so
who
you know.
Came back to Murray State? Oh, I'm blanking on his name.
Well, it's not KJ Williams. Didn't he follow back McMahon to LSU?
No. Dude was fired. He came back. He was there. He was at Murray State.
You're talking about the head coach.
Yeah, the head coach of Murray State. Oh, it's killing me.
It was an SEC guy, too.
Mitch. Yes.
Darren Horn.
No.
That might be it.
It's not it.
Oh, Steve Prohm. Yeah,
Steve Prohm, Iowa State. Yeah, Steve Prohm. I don't know why I said Darren Horn. You said SEC got fired. That's like the first thing that came to mind for
It was middle of nowhere SEC instead of middle of nowhere Big 12.
Let's get Ty Spalding, Cardinal Sports, cardinalsports.com, part of the Rivals Network. Ty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. That was 0-2. The conference was wrong, and people had the coach wrong. Some college basketball nerds we have here.
I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
No one knew Josh Giddey was early on. Speaking of Darren Horn, Bob was out one day, and I found out 3 minutes before that I was going to have to do 3 hours of radio.
Yeah.
And
that's never good.
It was called Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I remember we had Darren Horn on.
Oh, you and Locke did?
No, me.
It was
just
you
me,
by yourself?
Just me. Yes.
Oh, you were floating it for three hours on your own.
And
wow.
I basically asked Darren Horn how he was even going to be in the game against Kentucky. It's when he had one of those cruddy South Carolina teams.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Kentucky back then and not now, obviously.
Yeah,
when they was like 30, two wins. You win the SEC then.
Exactly,
Made Final Fours and everything else. All right, anyway, let's get it going. The Blitz here presented by Vitality, the Jack Grossman special. What is it, Jack? VitalityWellness.com?
VitalityWeightLoss.com.
VitalityWeightLoss.com.
Get that initial assessment for $27, usually
right.
$199.
There you go. Get that hand scan. All right, so Ty's with us. Man, I don't know where to even go. I know you've heard some of our commentary this week. 0-3 in basketball. I mean, Kenny Payne's in a bad spot right now where he's trying to continue to instill confidence, but he knows. I mean, come on, he's been on good teams, so he knows bad teams. The recruiting stuff, it's all about stars, sorry. I mean, just where do you come down on all this? It's been a difficult couple weeks for Cardinal basketball.
Yeah, it's a lot to digest here. And Kenny mentioned today that he had gotten some calls from coaches who they played last year, played Louisville last year, and you know, they told him that this team's fighting more than they did last year, and they're seeing some things that Kenny's pulling out of them. And, you know, I would just push back a little bit on that because, you know, sleepwalking for the first 20 minutes of a game, you don't get credit when you finally wake up with 6 minutes to go.
And lose. And, then, and still lose.
And then, you know, after the most recent loss to App State, I think this was pretty telling. You know, he basically told us, hey, these practices aren't going well. You know, I don't have the exact quote, but he said, you know, hey, these practices leading up to the game,
yep.
You know, nothing pointed in the direction that we were going to play well. So, I mean, there's some things there that you just scratch your head at. And then, you know, when he talks about the recruiting and he mentioned that, you know, he doesn't think the 0-3 start will deter anybody. Well, if you're a recruit that's considering Louisville and Texas, and we know that's happened before, you look at an 0-3 Louisville team and 5,000 people at the Yum Center versus what Texas had last night. Like, that matters. That matters.
Yep. Sure does.
So for me, there's just so much to really break down. There's so many layers to this, but I just think that things are not going to get much better. And you look at who they have next, and you know that's more than likely a loss. So it's going to be, I think, going to be a long winter here in Louisville.
And then, I mean, listen, we know, and you follow this much more than I do. I mean, Jeff Greer basically put out there on Floyd Street's Finest in his newsletter, you know, it's Texas is the leader. You got the pro option. LSU is very much there. And so I don't know if any of us even have a name right now for 2023 or guards. And, of course, the transfer portal we'll see here in the next few months. But we're talking transfer portal, and it's November of the season before. I don't know. I'm not surprised when A.J. Johnson skipped Louisville Live, but you know, you're waiting for maybe a little bit of good news, and Jeff Greer did not give that to you today.
No, I did see that, and you know, the signs were trending in Texas's direction for a little bit now, and him canceling the visit. But look, this is a kid that plays on the Adidas AAU circuit. This is a kid that Louisville, if you want to throw the shoe argument in there, you can't use that here like you can with DJ Wagner. This is a kid that's an Adidas. He plays on the Adidas circuit. He's a guy that this staff was in on. They went and saw multiple times. And to not even get a visit, you know, that's just – I'm kind of dumbfounded at the recruiting at this point. Anybody you talk to about Kenny when he was hired is, A, he's going to get these guys to play hard, and B, he's going to get dudes in here. And I am dumbfounded at the lack of success on the recruiting trail. I had said multiple times that I think this is going to get going. I think they're going to load up. It's just a matter of when. I'm losing confidence by the day that yeah. happens. And when you see something like this, you know, not getting a visit, but not even that, LSU seems to have passed Louisville.
Yes. Absolutely. LSU's out there on some of these kids, and Mike McMahon was a mid-major coach at Murray State.
Yeah, and that's another thing that kind of is getting swept under the rug. You know, Greer had mentioned that LSU is probably that second choice now, and for the longest time, the two schools mentioned were Texas and Louisville. So to see LSU with a mid-major coach and with sanctions still looming over the program jump Louisville in this race is extremely concerning.
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I guess for me as well. Sorry, Ty. I keep clubbing you over that. We'll get to the football team that I think is going to win a big game. Okay, and like you know, 15 4 and 5 stars are going to be there. You heard that right, Strebel? Heard a big weekend for Scott Satterfield.
I've seen Mark Blankenbaker's
Twitter God,
feed.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Ty,
yeah.
By the way, thank you for not tweeting like
yes,
Blank
oh
does.
I do
appreciate that. Oh. So I mean, I'm sure you've heard me. End of game, man. The right state, and then. I mean, you could argue with how the game played out the other night against App State as well. Late game situations, KP learning on the job. If you would have said that before he got hired, you would have been crushed. But here we are.
Yeah, and it's not even just at the end of games. Like the first half against Appalachian State, Louisville had the ball, and there was a three-second difference between the game and shot clock, and J.J. Traynor is trying to make a move towards the basket with 28 seconds on the shot clock and gets called for a travel, and it didn't end up costing them, but there's just countless times not boxing out the shooter on free throws. It just seems like the small things, it's everything. And then when you go to the end of the game, I mean, you bring in a guy like Danny Manning. I mean, what are they doing? Like, what are exactly, if Kenny's not seeing it, you've got to have your staff over there to see it. And you can say maybe, you know, that they were trying to trap and they played it out just how you would want them to. I don't buy that at all. I mean, it goes against everything that we've seen with college basketball. You foul, you give your team the most time possible. Because if L. Ellis goes in and misses, you have a chance to get an offensive rebound then if you have 18 seconds on the clock instead of 11.
And you're not a good team. You need options when you're not a good team, right? I mean, you're not a good team. You have to know that.
And for a guy like Kenny, you know, you're not getting paid that much money to learn on the job. I think you've mentioned that. And if we know this and we're not coaches, then they know it. So it's really everything. It's a combination of everything. The boxing out, the loafing up the floor, the offense is just stagnant. It's really, really hard to pick and choose what gives you hope down the road.
Ty Spaulding with us. We'll get to Cam Drummond here in a second. We'll talk a little bit of Kentucky and then Indiana to wrap things up. Speaking of Indiana, Strebel will love this. There was a video going around 8 minutes of Tom Allen talking NIL, and I'm like, I can't think of anything else that I would want to hear less. Well, I mean, he's your leader, so you might want to hear what he has to say. Ty, quickly on the football side, is there any way to know what to expect at quarterback on Saturday? And give us a preview. What kind of game do you think we see out there? I think Louisville, great shot to beat NC State. I expect them to beat NC State, quite frankly.
Yeah, so both of these teams, I don't think will have their ideal quarterback. I don't know if you've seen this, Andy, but MJ Morris, who's taken over for Devin Leary, he's been playing fairly well. The rumor out there is that he's going to miss this game. That's not been confirmed or anything like that, but there's some strong buzz that he will be out for NC State, and they will have to go to the third option at quarterback.
Ugh.
And the Louisville side, I expect Brock Gilman to take the first snap. That's just a hunch and kind of reading between the lines. But I still think Louisville wins. I think NC State has a third-string quarterback. And look, with Brock Gilman in there, NC State has a strong veteran defense. They have a lot back from last year. But I think with Brock Gilman in there, I think you have the chance to really have a pocket passing game. I think when he's in there, whether you're the 1, 2, or 3 option at receiver, you run your route like you're going to get the ball because Brock Gilman's going to give you a true read of the defense. So I think Brock Gilman's capable of winning this game. It's at home. The Louisville defense, even in a loss at Clemson, I thought they battled.
Absolutely.
Sanogo played really well. Yasir Abdul had another forced fumble. So I think even with Malik probably being out, again, that's just reading between the lines. I think that they still win this game.
All right, so it's a big recruiting weekend. You can tell me this seemed to come out of nowhere, right? You started to put stuff out. I know, what was it, yesterday or whatever, maybe this morning. So what's going on this week? I guess it's to affirm some of these guys that are signed and to bring others in. I mean, what kind of a weekend is planned?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge weekend. I think it's really Louisville's chance to put the final seal on the envelope of this 2023 class. And when you look at everyone who's coming in, the guy that they've really got to lock down is DeAndre Moore, the receiver from St. John Bosco. He's coming off of visits to Texas and Georgia. He was at Georgia for the Georgia-Tennessee game. He was at Texas getting the red carpet treatment. So if Louisville can make another final statement with DeAndre Moore and truly beat out Georgia and Texas, all you can do is just tip your hat to Scott Satterfield. And man, did we ever think we'd be saying that right now. So this is a huge weekend. Reuben Owens will be in town, Pierce Clarkson, a couple other California kids. And then if you look towards the future, I don't think this is slowing down. They have the number one overall receiver in 2024, the number two overall player in the class. Five-star Jeremiah Smith is going to be on campus. So
how about that, Strebel? Really, how about that?
It's really, really yeah. remarkable what's going on in Scott Satterfield recruiting better than Kenny Payne. It's truly something that
I've Well, it's not even close. I mean, it's literally not close. It's I can't even put him in the same sentence. Ty Spalding, CardinalSports.com. Ty, appreciate the time. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, guys.
Kentucky.
All right, Cam Drummond joins us, Lexington Herald leader. Also, he has housed Jack Grossman when Jack Grossman has drank too many LITs
yes.
at the Tin Roof with Drew Franklin. Cam, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's about 28 degrees here in Lexington, but I'm looking forward to housing Jack Grossman again later tonight so some things don't change despite the weather.
Oh, there you go.
We got the big game tonight. Was it South Carolina Upstate or
just
South
State.
Carolina State?
Just South Carolina State. No, Upstate.
Cal may not show up. Do we know if Cal's going to be at this game even?
I think so.
Is this a Bruiser Flint takeover?
I don't know.
Is Chin Coleman anything? The loss the loss on Tuesday. We were in the building. Me and Strebel, that's the kind of game Kentucky fans simply want to win. They are 1-5 in their last six Champions Classic games. What did you make of the game on Tuesday? What did you make of what Tom Izzo was able to do to John Calipari down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a game Kentucky should have won and had numerous chances to win when you're missing free throws down the stretch, both in regulation and in overtime, when you're having those kind of defensive miscommunications at the end of regulation and in overtime. Those are obviously going to raise a lot of questions, and specifically having it come inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse is going to bring back a lot of bad memories for Kentucky fans. And obviously, you know, Tom Izzo's getting praised, and rightfully so, for those out-of-timeout plays that he designed to get Michigan State all the way to a second overtime, where, you know, not having Oscar Tshiebwe eventually caught up with Kentucky. But that's a game Kentucky should have put away long before, you know, having to defend a final play at the rim or, you know, a final 90-foot miracle play called out of a timeout. Kentucky should have been winning that game probably by double digits, honestly, if they took care of things at the free throw line, if you got anything from Jacob Toppin, if you had the outside shot falling. Obviously, I think the most jarring part of that game was just Antonio Reeves and CJ Frederick both being unable to really get anything going from the perimeter. And when you think about it as well, Kentucky wasted a tremendous defensive game from Cason Wallace getting those eight steals. Obviously, Oscar coming in off the bench and having a double-double within, I think, 17 minutes of being on the court. So there were some good things to like from Kentucky against what apparently is a pretty good Michigan State team, maybe even a sleeper Big Ten pick. But to couple those good things with bad late-game execution and wasting tremendous games from probably the two best players right now in this Kentucky team, definitely a tough pill to swallow. And you have a feel-right game tonight before you go into a Gonzaga game that the loser that may be facing crisis mode here still in November.
Oh, I love it. Crisis mode. You hear that, Strebel? 3-2. Someone's going to be 3-2.
Somebody's either Gonzaga or the
Cats.
Someone's
going to be 3-2, Cam.
Yep.
Oscar coming back. I guess he didn't practice. Who knows what to believe there. But Oscar coming back and looking great.
Yeah.
That's the biggest positive takeaway, yes?
Oh, yes. Without a doubt. I mean, I think Cal even referenced this in his post-game comments. For a guy to come in, you know, whether he didn't practice at all or only practiced on Monday or, you know, only had kind of a bit part in practice, for him to be effective that immediately, like, that's all you can ask for. And that alleviates a ton of concerns in terms of what Oscar Tshiebwe will look like this year, post-knee procedure, post-missing a couple games, post-other teams having plenty of time to get video and try whatever they could to defend him. That's clearly the biggest positive, just the fact that Kentucky fans can probably be safe and secure in the belief that Oscar Tshiebwe will do what he did last year again this year. But again, at the same time, that maybe even makes things a bit more nervy and heightens concerns that Kentucky could go about wasting another tremendous year from Oscar if they can't put the rest of the pieces together, right? So it is kind of a double-edged sword where you have the Oscar Tshiebwe back that you expected, but at the same time, now it really becomes serious in terms of delivering and taking advantage of having a player like that for potentially his final season.
Do you have a feel, and if you do, please tell us, do you have a feel on the Gonzaga game on Sunday?
Well, I came on this fine radio station a couple days ago and said Kentucky by 8 against Michigan State. So I really hope no one's actually writing down or believing what I say.
That was with Issel, right? That was with Issel?
Yeah.
The leader of the BBN Scrolls.
Yes.
If you're ever looking for the old BBN Scrolls, yesterday Issel called Rick Pitino Slick Rick. And that's a very old man thing to say.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
He has them.
And there's these old scrolls. The Deep Sea BBN Scrolls.
Yes, yes.
Okay, they're
locked
biblical.
Away.
Apostle Irv.
The Red Sea BBN
well,
Scrolls.
Well, not red. Stop.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. The Blue Sea
no,
BBN
No, a sea of blue. Yes. You know how it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Jason Markham. How about that?
Yeah, the little Markham.
All right, so we'll not listen to your prediction then on Gonzaga because you're wrong on that. I was too. I was wrong on Michigan State. I thought they would win. On the football side,
sure.
What should we expect, Cam? Is there any expectation for Saturday?
Well, I think the expectation, obviously the goalposts are moved, like, you know, no pun intended, the goalposts have been moved tremendously from the start of the season where people were looking at this game, viewing it as potentially being a factor in the SEC East race to potentially being, you know, a signature win for Mark Stoops. To now, the bar is at competitiveness, right? The bar is at covering the spread, you know, having the offense look a heck of a lot better than it has in past weeks, you know, have maybe trying to build any kind of momentum, even if it comes in a loss heading into the Louisville game. I mean, you probably won't find the Kentucky fan base, you know, more down or more depressed about Kentucky football entering a game in quite a while than you will going into this week. But at the same time, I think if they do give a decent account of themselves, they put, you know, 24, 28 points on the board, defense holds Georgia under 31, 35, you can find some silver linings in there heading into Governor's Cup week. But I do think this potentially could turn into a damage limitation thing sooner rather than later this weekend.
It's a bad spot, and Cerebel, you would agree with this. If they come out there and it's like a great effort and they lose by 10, it's like, you know, this would have beat South Carolina. It definitely would have beat Vanderbilt last week, and it wouldn't have ruined the season.
Right.
So, like, you know, even like a moral victory like that to me would almost make me angrier.
Yeah, exactly.
Than if they just lose 33-10,
then I expect that.
Yeah, and they don't cover, and it's just the end. Yeah, I mean, what did you make of all the NIL stuff? James Strebel still has not given to the NIL stuff. I mean, that is obviously going to be one of the big stories of the offseason, as well as Scangarello and others. I mean, Cam, maybe the writing's on the wall. I think Mark Stoops is going to change his staff quite a bit.
Right. I mean, when you think about that, too, you just have to think about the continuity aspect where Kentucky's, you know, staring down the barrel of having, what is it, four different coordinators in 4 years, maybe 5-5. Obviously, there'll be a different player under center. There'll be different skill position pieces. Obviously, you have to think about the transfer portal and figuring out, you know, are players going to be retained at Kentucky, right? Or are guys going to maybe start looking elsewhere if they see some writing on the wall with a staff change as well? So there's a lot of factors to come in there. But also, you have to weigh that against the fact that if you keep Rich Scangarello in there for another year, is that a year too long? Is that a year wasted? Mm-hmm. And even just off the phone and in person with Jack, I've had so many conversations and texts over the past couple of weeks with NIL.
I'm sure.
Whether it's Jack, you know, pushing his IU agenda or talking about Louisville's NIL discussions or Kentucky's NIL discussions.
Pushing his IU agenda.
So it's really something that's, you know, affecting all programs. And Kentucky, especially Kentucky football, is no different, right? I mean, we kind of know who butters the bread around here, both in terms of this season and in terms of historically. And Mark Stoops in Kentucky football has definitely lost a lot of cachet this season, not only with the on-field product, but the build-up to the season with the comments about being a football school and, you know, having staff changes, having wholesale changes, kind of admitting defeat after a really down year. It would be interesting to see how that kind of plays in the marketplace as well.
Mm-hmm. No, it's wild. Cam, appreciate the time. Get the air mattress and the blankie.
Get it ready.
And the blankie ready
for
one Jack Grossman,
the
Afghan on a Thursday night. And we'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much.
Oh, a pleasure. It's already been inflated and the blanket is folded, waiting for our king to arrive.
There he is.
Indiana.
Waiting for our
Jack's like, I'm hitting the liner. Get Osterman
out of here,
up. Zach Osterman, Indianapolis Star. Zach, good afternoon, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling good. You know, piggybacking off of camp there, just going lower expectations, and I can ease my way in and make everybody happy.
there you go. I appreciate that. Why did you guys kick Dustin Dupirak to the Pacers beat? What's going on there? There's some infighting.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
I'm going to miss Dustin. I mean, you know, and this is obviously inside baseball. Dustin technically worked for the Bloomington Herald Times.
Right, right.
So the Pacers beat is a step up insofar as bringing him into the fold properly as the star, not just sort of unofficially. But,
nice.
You know, it is a little bit of a bummer. I mean, I've worked against or alongside Dustin on this beat for a long, long time. We've been friends for a long, long time, so losing him off the beat was a bummer, but very happy for that move that he's made, and frankly, a team that I think is pretty exciting right now.
Yeah, so there you go. In the new arena the other night for the Champions Classic, it was a beautiful. Yeah, but Stribble, you had 10th row seats. So, of course, it was a beautiful arena.
It was a beautiful.
So you could see your team lose up close in double overtime. Okay, so Indiana, they played nobody. I mean, they haven't played anybody yet. Two games, and then an 8-day layoff, and now Sean Miller, the very sweaty man himself, and Xavier on Friday, a true road game. It's been a while since Indiana's won one of those. So, you know, with the 8 days off, I know Mike Woodson had his press conference, I think, today. Where is this team as they've had now more than a week off to get ready for this next stretch in late November?
Yeah, I think they're anxious. I think they're anxious because it is an unusually long stretch without a game at this time of year. I think they're anxious because, frankly, I think they want the opportunity to prove themselves. I think this is a group, and we'll find out in February and March if their ambitions are legitimate and if they can you know, genuinely reach that high. But I think they believe they can, and they're hungry for the opportunity to. And I know that coaches can say that, players can say that, but I really have gotten a sense, even going back as far as Hoosier Hysteria, you know, from this program, almost just this attitude of, can we please just go ahead and do it? We want to show you what we've got. We're tired of talking about it. We're tired of, you know, the lip service or whatever. Let's just go ahead and do it. I think they see Xavier as the first big test. I'll throw this at you. This made my story today. Do either way, if you've seen it on Twitter, you'll win this quickly. But do either one of you know when the last time Indiana beat a team in a true non-conference road game that finished in the KenPom top 40 at the end of the year? Does anybody know when that was? If you didn't see my Twitter, I bet you couldn't begin to guess.
2012.
2001.
Oh, my.
2001?
Well, see, I saw the IU men's basketball has lost. This is from Griffin Epstein, that they've lost 10 consecutive non-true road games. I don't know why I saw this, by the way. That was November 2011 at NC State. But yours was what? They had to finish a top 40 KenPom. Is that what it was?
Yeah, NC State was like, it's a little bit semantics because NC State was 42 or 43 at the end of that season.
Sure.
But Xavier is 38th in KenPom right now. If they finish the season top 40, and we presume Indiana, you know, this is a scenario where Indiana wins tomorrow night, then that would be Indiana's first win in a true non-conference road game against a team that finished in the top KenPom top 40 since they beat Charlotte in November of 2001.
Why
Indiana was playing Charlotte at Charlotte, I'm not completely sure. I wonder if it was like a senior game that they'd set up back then. Obviously, I was not on the beat then. I was a freshman in high school. But, I mean, that tells you how long it's been and how much, I mean, to Griffin's Griffin stat there, how much Indiana has struggled in these games, in the ACC Big Ten Challenge games, when they've gone on the road in the Gavitt, the few times in the last, you know, 10, 15 years they've genuinely challenged themselves with non-conference road opponents. And, of course, they've got two this year in Xavier and Kansas, and I would expect Mike Woodson to push for more of that kind of stuff moving forward. But I think that's, again, maybe a little bit of why there's anxiousness with this team is they want a chance to kind of wipe some of this off the ledger. They want a chance to prove themselves. They want a chance to kind of change the narrative a little bit around what, you know, IU basketball has been. Even in a conference, if you remove the 2020 the 2021 season, the COVID season, where obviously most of their games were behind closed doors, in terms of games in front of fans, even if you have games against KenPom top 50 teams on the road in the last five seasons, not counting the COVID season, and only one of those was against the top 25 team. That was that random win at Michigan State in the middle of a 1-12 stretch in 2019. So it's been it has been very little feast and a lot of famine on the road for Indiana in recent years.
Yeah, I want to say I bet that game, that Michigan State game, in some way. And if I remember it, it's not because I won. It's probably because I lost that bet would be the thing. Last one, because, Zach, no offense, I'm not going to ask you about IU football. I'm not going to go down that road and push every listener away on IU football. Sorry, Jack. And you don't care either, Jack. So last one. Indiana Xavier, what do you make of the matchup? ESPN's predictor gives Indiana, it's 50-50, a 50.8% chance to win. I haven't seen any of Xavier. They're 3-0 right now. You've mentioned their KenPom numbers. What do you make of the matchup?
Probably aren't surprised by, because I know Sean Miller has been at Xavier before, but not with this group, and he's basically a first-year coach for this group. In particular, they've got mobile bigs. Jack Nungy, Zach Fremantle, guys that can score at volume. In Nungy's case, can shoot the three a little bit. And both guys can move around. And so it's not just a case of, oh, you've got a good front court, they've got a good front court, let's see who wins. I think, going to challenge Indiana, for example, to maybe pull a Trace Jackson Davis away from the rim and then let Xavier attack the rim without Indiana's best rim protector there. Can you still contest shots well without fouling? Can you secure defensive rebounds? Xavier's been a very good offensive rebounding team through these first three games. It's going to be a test of, and then obviously you've got the Cintas Center, and it's a tough place to play, and they'll be tuned up for a top 10 opponent and all that. It's a good test of some specific parts of Indiana's profile, how good they are on the glass and defensively, how good their front court is. And then just also, we talk about Indiana being anxious, being hungry. Imagine what this would mean for Xavier and Sean Miller's first season back to claim a scalp like this in, basically week three of the season. There are some tangible and some intangible tests undeniably waiting for Indiana and Cincinnati.
Zach Osterman, Indianapolis Star. Zach, always appreciate the time, my man. Take care. We'll catch up down the road. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, there we go. Appreciate it from everyone in the Blitz. All right, on the other end. Bad day for Mark Stoops.
Oh, no. Okay. I still haven't seen anything, so I don't know.
It's a bad day for Mark Stoops, okay. And I might have a weird Thursday for you. I have a question.
Oh, cool.
I have a paranormal question.
Oh,
is that okay?
I love that. Yes. All right. That'll bolster me after the bad Stoops news.
Yeah. Mark Stoops, bad news. We talk about it next on this Thursday.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who is Tiana Trump?
Grossman?
I'm guessing someone in the Trump family. I'm going to go Trump's granddaughter.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It is not.
And James Strebel.
Okay.
She is a porn star.
Oh. Oh!
Yeah, you can find her nice. On Twitter if you want.
Oh! Whoa! Yo! Hey! What? That wasn't expecting that!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There on the promo, Well, Bellarmine basketball coming your way on Friday. That's tomorrow. Bellarmine at Clemson, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Right here, ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. And, you know, people mentioned during the break, by the way, 437-960, it's the take. Andy Sweeney, James Dribble. Is Lee back there, or is it still Jack?
Who is it?
They're switching right now. There we go. Jack's on his
drive, big boy.
Jack's on his way to Corrupt Arena.
He's going to get two fouls before he walks in the door, Andy.
Jack's going to have two fouls before he walks in the door, boy.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, there's nothing. I was like, how can we get Jack to ask Cal something? Like, there's nothing.
There's nothing funny to ask right now.
There's nothing there. I mean,
the only thing is, Kenny Payne.
What do you think? I mean, you could ask him, hey, Coach, Mark started an NIL collective. Will you be doing the same? Because the answer will be hell no from John Calipari.
I'm good.
But if he elaborated on that might be something that's fun. Okay, so we will talk to Lee, who's going to be running the show, here in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. But quickly, I mentioned Bellarmine going to Clemson, and you know your boy Double D's going to Clemson.
He is.
And you know this is happening, but I don't know what to do with this. And you may not either. Lee, you were there a couple mornings. You have seen this up close through the glass that's only been cleaned twice when I've cleaned it and no other time at ESPN Louisville. Okay.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot up close already.
Yeah, so you keep waiting, okay?
Yeah.
Wait for your first eruption.
Good luck with that,
wait for your first eruption. So Blank was all like, oh, yeah, you're going to the Bellarmine Clemson game. And then Diener was like, yeah, and we're staying there and going to the Clemson Miami football game.
Yes, yes.
And Diener was like, I love those people and they love me. And he won't have Blank there in other luminaries.
No.
So now Diener can go wear his Clemson gear.
And I'm contending
just like Vince Tyree. Borrowing Vince Tyree's Clemson gear.
Oh, that would okay.
Remember that picture that came
Vince
out?
Tyree
maybe
there.
Maybe Vinny T's
there.
Vinny
T's going to be there.
Double D, Vinny T.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
imagine
about.
Imagine some Louisville heavy hitters enjoying a little Clemson football on Saturday
they
afternoon.
They might be at the ball.
Oh, they might even
touch Howard's Rock.
Diener might be at the ball. He may touch Howard's Rock.
How about that?
And Blank doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't.
But he can't call Diener on it.
There's nothing he can do.
There's nothing he can do.
Diener's like, you stay for NC State.
Diener was saying, like, physically, they would walk through the tailgate, and it's awesome. And it's the best thing you've ever seen. And there's sundresses.
And there's beer.
There's barbecue.
Food, everything.
It's whatever you would want.
A little corn all over there.
Whatever,
throw a bag.
Whatever you want. And while Diener was in love with it, he could tell that Blank was like the girlfriend that didn't want to go to the strip club.
Right, right.
She didn't want to go to the rustic.
Can we go? Can we go?
Can we leave?
How many more minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes and
I'm
going
to go up to
the
press. I'm going to go up to the press box. Fine, go.
Go ahead.
Diener's like,
Get out of here.
You go home, honey. I'll stay here with Candy.
Yeah, so I can catch a ride.
I'll catch a ride.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. And I don't know. I don't know what to do with Blank. I don't know who to support in all of this.
Well,
I don't know if I want Blank and Baker to just suffer through all of it. I don't
That's
know.
That's what I want. Okay. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I think in my head when we talk about Diener rooting on the Tigers, that face painting job he had done
at Kroger.
At Cram the Van last year at Kroger.
That's coming up in three, four weeks, we are going to be doing Cram the Van.
Yeah.
And Diener has some secret here.
Well,
there's something in the works that, I mean, we're going to raise even more money. I have no idea what it is.
It's Return of the Rat?
It's Diener in focus. That's all that I know.
All right.
I don't know anything else. I don't know an inkling. Like, I don't know if we're going to be auctioning off your services, Streeble. I don't know what we're going
to
be doing.
Yeah, I don't have any services to offer. I don't know what I can do.
Like a mail auction?
Oh. We're going to raise a lot of money.
Poor Diener or poor Blank.
I know it's sad. It's like
he's like, oh, you're.
He's watching his friend like just leave him. It's like slowly but surely. Like you know how when you're a kid and you have a friend and right. one of you two evolve, and you're like, you know, you get different interests, and you see the friendship slowly devolve instead right. of stuck in something. And you like, you get into sports, or you get into music, or whatever.
Oh, sure.
and you leave them
sure.
behind. And, like,
yeah.
I kind of feel there's a little bit of that going
yeah.
on right now.
There is.
Like he's kind of leaving Blank behind. He's growing, and Blank's just still Cardinal Blankenbaker. Eruption zone, not eruption zone. Sorry.
Whoa.
Well, crunch zone.
Yeah,
the
eruption
zone
is going to be big tonight, boy.
Yeah, well, I don't think it is.
It's going to be full tonight. Yeah, the crunch zone.
Yeah, the crunch zone, Blankenbaker. Don't come to New Albany and beat me up, okay?
CSR, Clemson what? Sports Radio.
Yeah, well, let's go.
Diener, make it happen.
He'll come back and he'll be like, you know, Myrtle Beach is the spot. South Carolina is beautiful. There's palm trees there.
Are there palm trees there?
I guess
on the coast there is. Yeah,
on
you're
the
right.
coast, absolutely. Look, there's Myrtle Beach right there.
There
I see
it
palm
is.
Trees on there on your beautiful TV.
There it is.
RGB, put that up on your wall. How about that?
How about that? 437-9680. Okay, Lee, can you play for me, Diener on AJ Johnson? Did they help you? Did they help you at all?
Did Jack give you a hand?
Yeah.
Give me just a second.
Okay.
All
there
right.
We go.
There we go.
Louis says 93.9 the claw.
I like that. I like that. The
or
claw.
Would it be the paw?
The paw. They mean it the paw. 93.9 the paw.
Is it 93.9 the paw or the claw?
93.9 the paw. I like the paw.
I'd like. What? Dude, Clemson Reddick. Sorry, Maven. Hey, Rummage.
Rummage, sorry, guys.
It's got to be Dabo Sweeney's Working Fools.
Yeah.
Like, we just change all of their stuff
Innes.
To Brian Brumwell or whatever the hell. Whatever that guy.
Brownell.
Brownell? I never could
Brownell.
Say his name.
Yeah.
Brownell?
Brownell. Or
Brian
Brownell.
Brownell.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
It's like this Brownell guy, man, he's just.
He's working for
He's
rules.
Getting it done. He got 3-3 stars.
He got 3-3
stars. He got 3-3 stars. Do you not understand
Number
what's going on? What's going
class?
On?
Yeah.
All right, Lee, we've vamped
Yeah, we've
vamped
long
enough.
Yeah.
Did you find Diener finding out from me that AJ Johnson probably not going to Louisville?
Nate just texted me. They said that Greer's saying this morning that AJ Johnson's no longer considering Louisville. Is that
yeah,
right?
He's heavily leaning towards Texas. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to.
Right.
Thought he was supposed to be coming here.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, but we've had a lot of that, though, Drew.
He sounded sad.
Drew, you don't have to say that about Brad Brumnell.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you get recruits with Dabo.
Yes.
Oh, man. Texas says, I love Blank, but he's got to take a break from tweeting every recruit.
No, he can't.
No, he doesn't.
Can't.
No,
he cannot
addicted.
Take a break.
He's addicted.
The baby's crying. She needs
Baby.
She needs her milk. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's not his job.
That's what. Blankland's a helping hand, you know.
I'm kidding.
What was that thing?
What if Blank was on the air like totally like that? Like that's women's work.
I'm not doing that.
I put the over under on diapers and I'll change it in a half.
Change a diaper.
0.5. Change a diaper.
Spit up. What's
Spit
that?
Up.
Ugh, no way. I'm not getting into no crib area.
Texas
nursery?
Says if Strebel's auction off Cram the Van will bring in tens of cents. Texas says caller Emily will pay for round daddy.
Yeah, that's the only one. No. Tens of cents is correct. There's no.
Texas says, hey, Diener, look at my cat face. Texas says, so Emily would buy Strebel and his services.
Oh! Look at my cat.
Texas says, so what you're saying is Diener's Southern Gentleman impression is really his Clemson fan voice.
He would have to transition to that
oh, yeah.
all the time. I mean, he would just have to be Southern Gentleman all the time there. Yes.
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 Yes. Texas says, did Jack let Sweeney know that Rig hijacked Bozich last week? What does that mean?
I didn't hijack Bozich. Well, we had a great conversation.
Well, no, I was off.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, God, listener, I mean, no offense, listener, but I was off.
Yeah, and
I. You think I just sat here while Strebel did the entire Rig Bozich interview?
Right, no, Andy was off. We had a good conversation. What do you think? Like, I didn't, like, over, like, roll over Bozich or anything.
Too bad Jack's lost here or left here. It says Osterman is Scott Dolan's mouthpiece. Osterman looks like a character
wow.
off of Family Guy.
Wow.
I appreciate that guy cares enough.
About Zach Osterman. What's Zach
to,
Osterman
to give
do?
An Osterman take? Well, we don't follow it, so we don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. Give a work to Zach Osterman. I don't understand that. What'd he do?
Here is where you are today.
Okay, I'm ready for it. I'm braced.
You're braced.
I guess. I have people text me, what is the soup stews? What's the stew? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
This has worked its way around. I mean, again, this is Mark Ryan, who does CBS Sports Radio, and he does the Fan Upstate. He is a radio host there, you know, Clemson, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, again, I'm just throwing this out there. He is saying that the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has said the league is looking at going to a single division and is leaning heavily in that direction, moving away from two divisions and no 14 pod system.
So what's it?
So it's 1 through 16. I mean, Texas, Oklahoma would be 1 through 16.
Yeah, Stoops ain't going to like that. That's not good for him.
Well, it's not good for you.
Well, me either. Yes,
it's not good for all of you. It's fine with Stoops because he's got a huge contract.
Well,
and he's in a great spot.
He can't. He can't. He likes playing. Even though, look.
Lee, he's hurt.
He can't use.
Oh boy, you're hurt right now.
Vanderbilt just beat him. It's not like he likes beating Vanderbilt in South Carolina.
Well, you're not getting
every
Vandy every year.
No, that's the thing, though. It's like we can't even like say that because both South Carolina and Vanderbilt won at Kroger Field this year. So this entire argument, like, well, we're missing out on playing Vanderbilt in South Carolina every year. We couldn't say that this year.
Yeah,
because they both beat us.
Yeah, but I mean, I would.
I understand.
I still think it holds. You're not wrong. I'm just saying. If that argument doesn't hold, then Kentucky football, then you think it is done.
No, I'm not saying it's done. I'm just saying like that argument just lost a little steam. Like when people like, well, the benefit of doing it this way with the divisions, you get South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Like, man, like that lost a little steam this season. And I mean, I don't know what the rotation's going to be, like how they're going to figure that out. But it's the season that was supposed to be a dream season is just. It got tanked last week for sure, and you get news like that, and it makes it even worse. Like, how many more shots is Kentucky football going to have in the future at doing something special?
Yeah, but here's the only thing I would say. The pod system, and listen, it's bad news.
It is bad
probably.
News.
The pod system, you were going to get Florida and Tennessee every year.
Yeah.
Maybe now you don't get Tennessee every year. I mean, that would be okay. Maybe you do.
Maybe we do.
And it's
but,
a moot point,
right?
But I have no idea. I don't even know if it's going to happen again. You know, Wetzel or 40 or Thamel
haven't tweeted this out.
Okay,
yeah, well, that's a good point.
This is no offense. It's a guy in South Carolina. It's a guy near Clemson. So.
It's not swim swam.
Go ahead. It's not swim swam.
Wouldn't you want to have the opportunity to play everybody? You know, balanced?
No, not if you're Kentucky.
Not if you're
no
football league.
No, they don't want balance.
And Vanderbilt every year. No. I mean,
yes,
in Missouri. I want to play. I want to play.
Why do you think he schedules the way that he does? Stoops is trying to schedule Missouri, Vandy, and
South Carolina,
and then four,
Akron,
and then three bums and Louisville, whatever Louisville is, and so he can get to 7 wins without having to do anything. You win one game, you rally the troops, you're at 8 wins, and you're good.
Yeah.
Boy, my voice is bad.
It really did. It was.
It's bad.
It happens.
Oh, it's. I mean, I'm gonna have to go get like a shot, a steroid or something.
You a shot, a little penicillin.
Does the steroid, is that in the arm or is that in the rear?
It's in the arm because I've had steroid shots for
what shots
IV.
In the rear. Do those exist anymore?
You know, I haven't had a shot in the rear since I was a kid. I don't feel like.
I think you always have that option to take it in the rear if you want.
You have that option, Lee?
Sure.
Jack's like, I hate this guy.
I don't like him already.
He's making rear-end jokes. And Strebel finds him fun.
I just want to talk.
This is what happens when I go cover South Carolina upstate versus Kentucky.
I'd rather break down Murray State A&M than talk rear shots.
He would. I was talking to Jack before the show. He's like, Penn State almost gave it away. I'm like, okay.
Jack, we don't need that.
Like, we get it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, Jack rubs it in her face how much he watches basketball. Like, yeah. We get it. No one thinks you don't watch basketball.
We understand.
Everyone knows you watch college basketball.
He was scolding you yesterday for going to bed last night before A&M.
I watched A&M. Enough of Texas
and Gonzaga before it's
Beard
over.
Was looking good, man.
He was
shining.
He did. He looked good. He won
this
by 19
Gonzaga
points.
Game was such a win-win. It's such a win-win for me. It really is.
I'm just concerned about one win. That's all I want.
You're not in that.
I'm not in that position.
But
I am. Yes, I am not in that position. But I gotta see the Cats beat the Zags on
Sunday. All right,
Sunday.
We're late for a break. We've been off today.
Yeah, Bozich.
Quick break. Rick Bozich, WDRB next.